Hey, Fish Tank family, let's keep it real. Debt can hit hard and it doesn't care who you are, but you don't have to face it alone. I've seen people struggle and I've seen what a second chance can do.
That's facts, Juice. And when it comes to getting folks out from under it, nobody does it better than Van Horn Law Group. Chad and his team don't just talk the talk. They show up and fight for people when they need it most.
Yeah, I've known Chad Van Horn for over a decade. He's a good friend. And more importantly, I've seen firsthand the real results he and his team deliver for people all over Florida. Bankruptcy, debt relief, whatever it takes to help you breathe again.
Over 10,000 people have gotten a fresh start thanks to Van Horn Law Group. No judgment, just real solutions.
Yeah, so if debt is holding you back, call Van Horn Law Group at 954-637-0000 or visit vanhornlawgroup.com for a free consultation.
And if you mention the Fish Tank, they'll even cover the cost of pulling your credit report so you know exactly where you stand.
That's right. Don't wait. Take control and get back in the game with Van Horn Law Group.
Hey, Fish Tank listeners, Alvaro Freitas here, CEO of Casabella Design Group and host of the Renovation Revolution podcast. Look, every great football team needs a quarterback, someone who reads the field, calls the play, and leads the drive. That's what I do on your renovation, from kickoff to the final whistle. Whether you're dreaming about a bathroom upgrade, building that bonus room for your just one more week brother-in-law, or teaching you how not to be that pain in the ass client, we cover it all. This is an HGTV flop. It's real talk from a contractor who's been in the dust, the drama, and the demo. So grab a cold brew or un cafecito if that's more of your vibe and join me for the renovation revolution wherever you get this podcast. Follow the show and I'll see you in the huddle.
Well, here we are. It is a Fish Tank Dolphins Talk crossover. This is starting to become a habit, fellas. Seth Levin here with OJ McDuffie and Mike Oliva of Dolphins Talk. I kind of like this crossover thing we've got.
Hell yeah, big Seth, man. We bring Mike into the situation, man. Like, you know, I love having Mike on, man, because Mike is so, you know, got so much knowledge about everything, man. And he spends his whole life, I'm thinking, big Seth, talking about these damn Dolphins, man.
And these damn Dolphins.
We love that about him.
Sometimes it feels like a long life thinking about these Dolphins the past few years.
Yeah, or maybe we've lost a few
sometimes
years.
Sometimes I have to reevaluate my life, it feels like. But, yes, we're good. No, yeah. I mean, look, I told him this morning, Seth, you know, we were chatting, I'm old. I remember all the teams in the 80s. I remember the teams in the 90s when you played. I got a little bit of history here following this team, and hopefully things are going to turn around here in the next few years, and be more happy shows. I'll just say.
Right. That'd be nice. Right. That would be nice for sure. So we had a happy show last night at Fish Tank Live. It was lively, to say the least. It was a little out of control, off the rails, but we survived it, and I think we had a good time. But there was a topic that we tapped into but really didn't get into the way I had hoped to, and just kind of lost my way. And it's the quarterback, right? And, yeah. And you know, of course, always, what team in the league isn't talking about their quarterback right now for one reason or the other? And what I wanted to discuss is I'm starting to see, if you start looking at comments, a little bit in some of the media members and the things that they're saying or reporting, the questions that they're asking Jeff Hafley, is there might be like Team Malik and maybe there's Team Quinn. And I don't even know if that should be a thing right now, but I feel like the way that Tua had that fall from grace last year, and everybody loves the backup quarterback, I went out there and put a case of Mountain Dew on this thing and said, there's no way Quinn Ewers is going to be the starter at any point as long as Tua is healthy. And it ended up costing me. So we did see Quinn Ewers. We get the report from whether it was Darren Waller or whoever else that Mike McDaniel, before he was relieved of his duties, thought he was looking forward to 2026 and was ready to roll with Quinn Ewers. And so there's now these Quinn stands that are kind of popping up. And and then Jeff Hafley and John Eric Sullivan, of course, bringing a quarterback that they're familiar with. He was the prized quarterback of free agency and Malik Willis. They signed him to a, you know, not a crazy contract, but they invested in him for sure. I mean, to me, he's the starter. I don't even know that this is a question, but maybe because he has one errant pass or one interception in a mini camp, people now are starting to raise these questions.
What did Chris Perkins call him last week? What did Chris Perkins call him? Ass. I think that also plays into this a little bit, too. That plays into this a little bit, too.
It didn't help that Perk came on here and said, and nobody tells you somebody played like ass the way Chris Perkins does or something about that. Yeah, that Chris Perkins accent. So I want to ask you guys, are you Team Malik? Are you Team Quinn? Should there even be teams right now? Like, is this a ridiculous conversation?
You know,
Seth, I'll start with you.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to digest there. You know, of course, you know, we did love what Quinn Ewers did last year at the end. We didn't see a lot. You know, he it wasn't spectacular, but it wasn't awful. You know what I mean? And you know, he got some meaningful snaps for his football team with his limited amount of starts, but he's still fresh out of the league, out of college, man. You know, and being fresh out of college, there's still some learning, especially for quarterbacks. Quarterbacks, it's going to take them a year or two to be able to go out there and be effective. You know, of course, there can be a fun all season, and, you know, I think Coach Halfley talked about the other day about, you know, being 7-on-7. Everybody thinks that, you know, Quinn Ewers is looking nice about it. You know, 7-on-7, as Coach Halfley said, isn't real football,
right?
You know? And so what happens when things break down? What happens when things aren't right? You know, things are perfect right now when you're doing 7-on-7, zero pass rush, you know, zero, you know, nobody on the line is getting beat right away, things like that. So, yeah, Quinn is going to go out there and he's going to shine those situations, just like he'll probably shine in one-on-ones. It's like he'll shine, you know, against air. He can throw the ball. He can spin it. He really can spin it. You know, he didn't get all those yards in college for no reason.
Right.
You know, over 9,000 yards in college, that tells you he can throw the rock. And, you know, and he's had a lot of talent around him, you know, to go out there and make some plays for him. But when you talk about Malik, Big Seth, I mean, come on, Mike. Tell me this, man. You got a guy that is going to be great for us off schedule. And that's what I like about what Malik's done. And we've seen it. Yeah. You know, we've seen him off schedule. We've seen his ability to run. We've seen his ability to throw the ball, you know, different platforms like they always do when it comes to Green Bay quarterbacks. Now he was a Green Bay quarterback. And so I think that it's really people need to pump their brakes when they're talking about Quinn right now. Quinn's going to be a great and valuable backup for this football team. But Malik Willis is going to be a guy that's, you know, with the few starts that he's had, I get that part. But at the same time, though, he's had some big-time starts for that football team, you know, when they needed him most, man. And so I just feel like no matter what, you know, we won't know anything about either one of them. We've seen some from Quinn, but we won't know anything until, you know, it gets really live out there. But the ability for Malik Willis to go out there and throw the rock, be able to move out of the pocket, whereas Quinn Ewers is really a pocket passer, you know. And I think the day and age of a pocket passer, they're dead to me. They're dead to me. Dead to me. I think guys have to get out and about and be able to do their thing, you know, off script. And that's going to be great for – look, as a wide receiver, I would love a quarterback that could go off script, you know. All right, I didn't win this dig route. Now I can retrace, and now I'm open while my quarterback is flowing my way. Right. You know, now my DB is going the other way, and I'm coming back. Now I'm wide open again. That's how you stack up numbers right there, man. You might not win at the beginning, but if you got a quarterback that can extend the play, and like Malik Willis can do, I think that's important. So, you know, I don't want to take up all the time talking about this, but my vote and my gut, you know what? I'm probably right, Big Seth. I'm going to pat myself. It's going to be Malik Willis. You know,
I mean, you sound Team Malik for sure.
Yeah, he brings something to our quarterback position that we haven't seen in a long time. Like, I'll tell you, you know, I thought Ryan would be, you know, more of a, you know, athletic and mobile quarterback, but I'm thinking like a Jay Feather type of guy that can also, that has a bigger arm and probably a bigger talent.
Yeah. And
Mike, where are you? Because that sounded a whole lot like Team Malik to me.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same place. First off, I am Team Miami Dolphins first and foremost before any player. First and foremost. But, yes,
Aquan Orange, not Orange and Aqua, right?
There you go, Aquan Orange. No, I'm the same way. And I just called up the stats because, you know, Quinn Ewers came in at the end last year. He started 3 games. He was fine for a 7th-round pick. But let's be honest, there was no pressure on him. The season was over. People talk about him like he was like the second coming here. And I'm looking at these stats to make sure I'm not losing my mind.
You're not.
The Patriots at last game, he was 16 to 23, 37 yards, one touchdown, one interception. You know, that wasn't, and that was a bad game for the Dolphins overall. They lost 38-10. The second start for Tampa was his best start, 172 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Okay, 14-22. Tampa Bay wasn't, they didn't have a, I mean, fine, it was a fine start. And then the first start against Cincinnati, no touchdowns, two interceptions. What are people clinging to? Quinn Ewers. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And again, two things can be true at the same time. I don't think, I think Quinn Ewers is probably a career second string quarterback. And there's nothing wrong with that. Those guys make a lot of money these days. Nothing wrong with that. But I think that's kind of what he is. And
get TV jobs, everything, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And commercials and stuff.
Oof. If he turns out to be more than that, I'm wrong, and that's great for him. Go on and do that. I think with Willis, there's a chance he could be a middle-of-the-pack NFL starter, maybe even a little bit higher than middle-of-the-pack NFL. We don't know. I don't know. But I think there's a chance, and yes, you're right, OJ, in this modern era, this ain't 1985, this ain't even 1992, you got to make plays with your legs if you're a quarterback. Not necessarily be a guy who runs or be a guy who scrambles. You got to be able to move around a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't just be a statue anymore. The last guy we had, whose name I won't say, couldn't move at all, and that was part of the problem. And I think Atlanta's in for a rude awakening, no matter what they're in for one. But
by the way, I hear he looks really good in 7-on-7.
Right, he's right. 7-on-7. He does.
But hey, Drayton Short.
That's
Drayton
only
Short.
A part-time job, so don't worry about it. He's got something to fall back on, I guess. But making all that money, which I'm sure every guy on that roster wants to hear. I'm putting my body on the line for you because that's a part-time job. That's another story for another night. Okay. But no, I mean, you got to move a little bit. And let's see with Willis. Here's the deal. If Willis plays great, we're going to be fine because we got this guy at a fair market price and we have him for another few years. If it doesn't work out this year, because he really only does have 6 NFL starts, if it doesn't work out, we're probably going to be picking really high in the draft where there's a lot of quarterbacks next year that can't go back to school. They actually have to come out this time because they've used all their eligibility. So it's kind of a win-win for Miami. But yes, I would say put me in Team Willis because I think he brings more to the table. And I don't care. Maybe it's because I'm old. I don't care what he does in May and June. If he's that's the time where you should be working on things. So take a risk. If it gets swatted down, if it's far to the left, if it gets picked off, it's May and June. Who cares? Talk to me come September, week 1 in Las Vegas. That's when he gets judged. This stuff, people reach to it. I think, look, I know everyone's so thirsty for NFL content. And they want stuff every day. And they don't want to wait. They have no patience. But, man, it's May and June. First off, none of us are even there. We can't see it. We're depending on 5 or 6 people telling us what's happening, which they do great work. I'm not saying they don't, but it's really only eyes of 5 or 6.
And they're not seeing everything either, by the way.
See everything
right,
either.
Right.
It's, like, it's May and June. I cannot get work done. Let's enjoy the summer, for crying out loud.
Right.
Well, you know, we are in the business of producing some of that content.
I know.
Hold on. But okay, so we got Team Malik and Team Malik. And I don't even think that there is really a conversation or a discussion here in a sense, although we just had one for the last 11 minutes. But the reality is this: there is no way that walking into the worst cap situation in National Football League history, with a first-time general manager and a first-time head coach who both are very self-aware and have made it very clear that they understand that that is their circumstance, that they are going to just take a flyer on somebody and invest. I mean, that's the biggest investment that they've made financially was in Malik. I guess Devon Achane obviously just got paid. But the first one that they made, and it's a guy they were around for 2 years. They had to sit down and say, this is the guy we believe in. They clearly have attached their name to Malik Willis. And that doesn't mean that if it doesn't work out that they're all going to have to start getting their resumes polished up. But they have invested in this quarterback, and they believe that he's the guy that will be the starting quarterback. Like, there's no quarterback competition here. They want to get the best out of Quinn Ewers. But I just, to your point, Mike, I don't know what people saw in a quarterback that went 1-2 to end the season and had moments other than the fact that he wasn't the guy they didn't want in there. Anymore.
That's what it is.
Like that is the big thing. Is he a capable player that belongs in the National Football League to play quarterback at first string, second string? Yes. I mean, I think he's proven that he belongs on an NFL roster.
Right.
But beyond that, I don't know what we're talking about here. And if he has a couple of good throws and Malik has a couple of misfires, and maybe we don't even know that these young receivers have run a route too short or the wrong way or whatever right. those things might be, that doesn't mean that all of a sudden we have to say that Quinn Ewers never got a chance, because he's not going to get a chance to start right now unless there's an injury or something dramatic happens. I don't see it. I don't see how these guys would invest in Malik and go in a different direction unless Malik just showed up looking like Tua Tagovailoa in 2020.
Right, right. And that's not going to happen. You see how professional he is about his body, his work ethic, you know, off script, you know, off the away from the premise of, you know, coming into OTAs for rookies. You know, this guy's on a whole different level when it comes to, for one, leadership, you know, which is always important. You know, we've had some guys that, you know, you've seen some other quarterbacks, older quarterbacks in the league that did nothing with their teammates, did nothing. Like,
right.
all they do is want to show up, you know, and then leave and not, you know, and they build no rapport. I see Malik Willis is building that rapport. And I'm not saying that Quinn Ewers hasn't done the same thing. I don't know what it's, you know, how he hangs out with guys or whatever. And I'm sure he seems like a really cool guy, you know. But like we talked about, though, man, you look at Quinn's numbers from those last three games that Mike brought up, man. Looking at 622 yards, three interceptions, three touchdowns, you know, 1-2 record, like you said, Big Seth. Come on, man. Right. Like everybody said, pump your brakes. This is mini camps and OTAs. You know, wait until we get some joint practices, and then we can start talking a little bit about how he does against some other opponents. And then definitely, you know, definitely, you know, he's going to get a lot of snaps in preseason, I'm sure. We'll go from there. But Malik Willis, for sure, has got to be the guy, because they don't make this investment. We talked about it right when we got Malik Willis. You don't make this investment, and Mike said it best, it's not a killer monetary situation. But it is a monetary situation where we invested in this guy, but they've seen him, man. You know, don't think that, you know, if they felt that way about Quinn, don't even go out and get Malik.
Right.
Don't even go out and get him. Why waste time going to get Malik? If you know, right. but you know what you've got in Malik Willis, so go out there and get him like they did and see what he can do for his football team, man. So that's how I feel about it. And you know, and I hope there's a great competition here. I hope there's a great competition in every single position. I really do, and I hope
the team gets better.
I hope it's a great competition because they're both playing well, not because we got to decide which one. You know, oh my God, the lesser of two evils. No, that's a bad situation. But they're both playing very well. I love the fact that we've got guys that are up in their game, raising their level, and they get an opportunity to go out there and compete. I want that at every single position out there.
And also, you guys said this last night. I've been saying it for months. These guys, they came here. They don't care about anyone who is already here.
Nope.
They want their own guys. They didn't draft Quinn Ewers. They didn't draft Quinn Ewers. They don't. I mean, yeah. I'm sure they're happy to have him on the roster. Seems like a nice enough guy. But we didn't draft you. You're here for now. But we know this guy. We traded for him in Green Bay. So that is a big part of this too. He's there. They handpicked this guy. They didn't have to go out there and do it. They handpicked him.
That's the bottom line.
Quinn Ewers was just one of the guys. Like, and it ain't just Quinn. It's a lot of these guys. I don't care where you were drafted. Someone like Chop Robinson, you imagine. Right. Some other guy. Like, look, they're on notice. You better perform this year. Or they're going to bring in more of their own guys, because they didn't draft these guys.
It's a great point.
Yeah, there's that.
No, I'm sorry to cut you off. I was just going to say, building on that and one other point, two things. One, we're not bagging on
not even close here.
This is not taking a shot at him. It's just, if we're going to talk about these two players, I don't think, number one, I think that the upside on one is significantly higher than the other. But beyond that, like, it's just so clear. If you follow the National Football League, it's so clear that a new regime, new general manager, new head coach, handpicked quarterback, there is no conversation here, in my opinion. That's number one. Yeah. And then the second thing, to your point, Mike, they don't have to have any loyalty to any of these players that they inherited. It doesn't mean that they are looking to just make their mark and only play players. They just paid Devon Achane, who they inherited, and I think they were very happy to inherit him. And they talked about a couple other guys that I'm sure they're very glad to have on this roster. And they might be very glad to have Quinn Ewers as a capable backup and a young guy that they think can develop to get paid to go somewhere else or take over or whatever it might be. But when it comes to the quarterback position and the 2026 Miami Dolphins football team, it's Team Malik, and that's the way it goes.
That's it.
Yeah, good stuff.
This kind of reminds me of one thing real quick, because we say it all the time, but sometimes until you see it like this, the backup quarterback is the most popular guy with the fans and everything. And your rookie year, OJ, 1993, what happens to Dan? He gets hurt. Scott Mitchell comes in, plays a few great games. There were people talking, hey, maybe we should keep Scott, move on from Dan.
I'm
there were people talking serious about that. And then he gets hurt, Scott. And look, Scott had a nice career, made a lot of money with the Lions and stuff. But, you know, he's the most popular guy. So right now, the people who are a little bit uneasy about Willis, we don't know. Maybe we pay too much. Quinn Ewers is my guy. I love Quinn. And that's a lot of it, I think.
Yeah. There it is.
Well, great stuff here. Excited for more crossovers throughout this season. And we'll catch on the next live. And we do have a great Fish Tank episode coming up with Teron Armstead. So that one's going to be coming up here in a few days. You can find all of it on Apple, Spotify, or if you're looking for it on YouTube, right here on the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel.